Welcome to the Allison Lombatta Show, a podcast to help women discover and rediscover their confidence and style. I'm Allison Lombatta, and I am so glad you hit play on today's episode because it is going to be a fun one. In honor of Mother's Day, today I am interviewing my daughters, Aubrey and Ava, about their style experiences. Aubrey is 25 years old. She graduated from TCU 3 years ago and is currently running an online jewelry business, Allison and Aubrey. We founded it together back in 2017, and it has been a lot of fun. And Ava is a 19-year-old college sophomore at ASU, and she's majoring in sports journalism. Both girls are sharing their perspectives on discovering their own personal style after wearing school uniforms, how my career in style has impacted their style, and what is inspiring their own style lately. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take a moment to do it now. I've got an incredible lineup of episodes for you in the coming weeks, and I don't want you to miss a thing. And if you enjoyed listening to the show, I would be so grateful if you would just take a moment to rate it and leave a review. I know it seems like a silly thing, but your rating and review really do help, especially for new shows like this one. All right, now let's dive into today's episode with Aubrey and Ava. Today on the Allison Lombatta Show, we have a special Mother's Day episode where I get to interview none other than my daughters, Aubrey and Ava. Yay! I have dragged them along on so many things during my journey from blogging to this day. So they're kind of used to this routine by now, but it's always a little bit nerve-wracking. So thanks for joining me today, girls. I know you were both nervous about this. And we all decided beforehand that we are just going to be awkward together, right?
Yes.
Okay, deal. All right. So Aubrey, you're 25 and she's here in person with me, obviously, in Texas. And Ava's 19 and she is still in Arizona. She's packing her room. You don't want to see what lies behind her. I think she made the bed. You guys have to watch this on YouTube. I'm sure her cat Nellie will be making a few appearances too, but you guys are both clearly Gen Z. So it's going to be interesting to get your takes on some of these style topics that we typically cover on the podcast. I talk to a lot of women in the Gen X realm along with me, but I'd like to start off by asking you a question. This has come up before in our family around style about uniforms, because both of you wore uniforms in public school, which is kind of unusual. But Aubrey, you wore a uniform from fifth grade through senior year, which was a long time. And so during kind of like your formative years, that's teen years, style was pretty much decided for you. And then Ava, you wore one from fifth through 10th grade. Then you had COVID. So you had about a year off. And then we switched schools. So then you started at a public school that you didn't have to wear uniforms. So I would like to hear from each of you about how wearing uniforms impacted your style, both from the positive standpoint and also negatively. And what was that transition like for you, Ava, when you went to public school that didn't require a uniform, and for you, Aubrey, when you went to college? Did you love it or hate it, Ava? Come on. Give us the real skinny.
I have a neutral opinion about like uniforms and how they affected my style. I feel like when I transferred schools, I had a harder time finding my style and what I actually wanted to be wearing every day and what I could wear to school. It was a lot of style swapping for the 2 years I was at the public school with no uniform. And when we went to school with uniform, it was just nice to not have to worry about what I was wearing every single day. And I didn't have to think too much about it.
I have the same opinion. It was nice to not have to think about what I was going to wear. But when I got in college, I had no idea what my style was. And I still think it delayed me finding my style.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen. I've interviewed other women who've said the same thing, like during those formative years around like 14, 15, when you're really developing your sense of style, if you don't get to experiment with it, it becomes that much harder as you get older to really figure out what you like. And I think that overall, as we get older too, like experimentation starts to go away and we don't feel as comfortable doing it. And it's a little bit more awkward to do that. But one of the things I noticed in your public school was that the girls would accessorize. So they would like get nice purses or things mm-hmm. like that, that would like help them feel a little bit more individualized. Yeah. But yeah, like what did you notice when you went to the public school where you didn't have to wear uniforms, Ava? Was there one particular style that you felt like you were kind of missing out on, or was there something you wanted to explore?
Not really missing out on, just like excited to wear normal clothes to school. And everyone at the school with no uniform wore like yoga pants and like workout clothes to school, but I was excited to be able to wear like my jeans and my fun shirts because I'd never been able to do it before.
Huh, I didn't think about that. Most girls are like, it's my dream to wear my yoga pants to school. And Ava's like, no, it's mine to wear jeans and t-shirts to school every day. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, from a parent's perspective, I kind of loved it. I'm not going to lie, because I felt like it was, first of all, one less decision you guys had to make in the mornings because your uniforms were there for you. Like when we would go school shopping, we always allocated budget to replacing your uniform pieces, but then you were able to spend money on some fun things too every school year, which was great because you got to buy, even if you didn't get to wear those things to school, at least you got to buy some things that were fun. So speaking of shopping, what happy memories do you have around shopping for clothes or unhappy ones? I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say here. Who wants to go first?
I mean, going off of the back to school, I always enjoyed, we'd have a girls' day and go and have a whole day dedicated to shopping. And then we go get lunch and have a really nice time. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Those are my, some of mine happy memories too.
Yeah. I have the same answer. The back to school stuff was always fun. Even when shopping for uniforms, like it was still fun to pick out what color polo we were going to wear for like what new colors that Aeropostale came out with
and hope that the logo wasn't as obvious, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Or hoping that they came out with a new pair of khaki pants that weren't just the pleated typical khaki pants. But remember when you started to be allowed to wear the khaki skinny pants? They weren't skinny jeans, but they were the skinny pants.
Yeah, the skinny khakis. That saved my life. I wore those every day.
I also really enjoyed our vacation shopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same here. Those are always fun.
And we always did a girls' day for that, too. We'd get our nails done mm-hmm. and make sure that you had swimsuits and your little vacation outfits.
I remember planning after, like, coming home and having all my new pieces. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wear this day. And,
yeah, making our little packing lists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we would plan out our outfits when we got home.
And then sometimes I would take pictures of them on my phone. And I still do that to this day. I love it. All right. So did you have any favorite outfits or pieces growing up, or even it doesn't have to be a favorite, but something that stands out to you, Ava?
Oh, no. Wait, this is hard. I should have thought about this one a little bit harder.
Doesn't have to be a favorite. It can be anything that you remember that just kind of stands out.
I remember one for me.
SpongeBob pajamas.
Yes.
That's a good one. Wait, what's yours?
I remember it was a pink, I don't know how to describe it. It came over your shoulders.
And a shawl.
Yes. The pink one I had.
You wore that to Ava's baptism.
Yes.
We have a picture. I had one on too.
I loved that thing.
It was like a poncho and it came to a point in the front.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, those were awesome. I think that was back in the day. We were talking about Aubrey's phase over the weekend. We had this, I was folding towels the other day and your dad had these old towels in the garage and it brought back this memory. There was this brown towel and it had all these different colored polka dots on it. It was like green and pink and turquoise. And I don't know if you remember this, Ava, but Aubrey clearly remembers the bathroom that we had decorated in the brown with the green and all those colors. And that was like a huge trend at that time in fashion too. And you can explain the outfit.
I had these brown leggings with, I think it was like turquoise and pink hearts all over them. And then I wore like a corduroy skirt over it and a blue shirt that matched the turquoise on the leggings. It was a fit.
It was. It was a fit. I think I remember getting that at Children's Place and there was like mix and we would do like the mix and match. So you had a bunch of different pieces that went with that. So
yes.
You could create different looks. It was her own little mini capsule wardrobe. I do remember this. Neither one of you were girly girls as far as you didn't do like the princesses thing. You didn't do the pink frilly dresses. Like you weren't having that. And I wasn't sure how I felt about it at first because when you have little girls, you're like, oh yeah, they're going to dress in all these little girly things. And neither one of you were like, nope, I'm not doing that.
That's why I feel like I don't remember like a specific piece of clothing because like I was such a tomboy that there was never like the one like piece of clothing that I was like, ooh, I love this because I would just wear my barn clothes every day and like go to the barn all day.
Yeah, that's true. You were always in barn clothes and always dirty. All right. So what's the worst? What is the worst trend that you guys remember? Do you have any bad trends that we went through? I know we went through quite a few of them. We talked about brown already. That year we went to Destin on vacation and I think we all had brown swimsuits.
Yes.
That summer.
Yeah, we did.
We really liked some brown back then. It was probably early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the plaid shorts that went down to your knee.
Madras plaid. Yeah.
Yes.
Ava, I'm thinking of your second grade, I think it was, school picture when you had the knee-high Converse.
Yeah, the knee-high Converse. That was bad. And also, I think it's the same second grade school picture where I have the neon knitted sweater on from Justice, the neon green knitted sweater.
Justice, oh my gosh, how could we forget that? When we shopped at Justice, you could see you coming from like a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're in style then, too, but...
Yeah, but Walmart sells Justice now. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
Oh, I saw that. They have like Minecraft and Justice collabs.
Yes, they do. They're a lot more muted. So there's not as much neon there anymore. Thank goodness. Style messages. What kind of style messages did you hear growing up? I want to hear about the positive and the negative. And you guys get to call me out and throw me under the bus if you want to, if you heard any from me.
Okay, well, positive. There was, you never really said no. Like, if we wanted something that we thought was cute, you weren't going to say no to it, even if it was, like, really ugly, like the neon Justice sweater. You would question it. You would make us think twice about it. But even if it was really ugly and we wanted it, you were going to let us get it. Yeah, because you let us experiment with our style, which was positive. Well, when I was a teenager... We're the biggest fan of crop tops and shorts. We weren't too happy when I would walk downstairs in those. You and Podge, my dad, would get some heat sometimes for that.
I think that was more Podge than Modge. By the way, they call us Podge and Modge because it's Padre and Madre. So yeah, I think it was a little hard for me as a mom. And I think a lot of moms go through that, but dads, especially when you guys start to grow up. And look really grown up. So yeah, look really grown up. Yes. Yes. It was a tough transition for sure. Yeah. But I'm glad to hear you guys felt that you did get to experiment because even though I did have opinions, I did try to keep them to myself for the most part and let you figure it out. Because the thing is about those knee-high Converse, I don't think you wore them much after that.
They didn't get much use.
All right. Aubrey, what about you?
Oh gosh. It was the same thing, like Ava was saying. Like, if I wanted something, you definitely question it. But if I really wanted it, I was like, I'm getting it. So I don't really have anything negative.
I guess I'm a pushover. No, I think it was fun to, it was, yeah, doormat. That's it. I think it was fun to see you guys experiment with things, even though sometimes they didn't work. It was fine, because that's part of the process of learning what you like and what you don't like. And I also feel like I've seen your styles both evolve over the years drastically. I've seen Aubrey's kind of moving more into this like classic, now, especially since you're out of college, it's more just like the classic basics and with a little bit of trends thrown in there. And Ava, I see you more kind of in like a boho vibe. I know you love thrift stores. Talk a little bit about that. Where are your favorite places to shop?
In Arizona right now, definitely Buffalo Exchange, although sometimes there's some stuff in there that's just not good. It's like Shein and then they crank up the price on it. But I can find some really cool stuff there. I just went the other day and got a couple of shirts. The Goodwills around here are pretty good too.
And Buffalo Exchange, is it considered thrift? Is it consignment? What is that?
I think it's consignment, but for thrift stores, the Goodwill around here is really good because all of the college girls graduate and then donate all their stuff from college. And it's like a gold mine. There's so much good stuff in there.
Unlike the Goodwill around here, not so much. It's the Goodwill around here is like the cat pee rugs and yeah, not so good. All right. So I have to ask this question. How has what I do for a living impacted your style in any way, or has it?
I don't know if it has, but I don't know. Would I know if it has, or would it be like a subconscious thing? Like maybe in the back of my mind, I've always thought about my style because you do this for a living, but I don't know if it's been like a conscious effort, like, oh, Maj does like fashion stuff for a living, so I got to make sure that I look good.
I like it because I can shop your closet.
That's nice. That's a compliment.
Yeah, I like that too.
But impact my style, I think it's helped me like put outfits together. But yeah, that's probably about it.
Yeah, Aubrey's been involved in the whole outfit formulas process, so she kind of intimately gets how it works. Yes. She works on our color palettes too, which is really cool. Super cool. Okay, so this is a good one. Has your dad impacted your style, and what style messages has he given to you? Okay.
I think I've impacted his style with his upcoming shoe game that he's got now.
I'm very proud of that. He's very proud of that. So thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we were talking about the style intervention the other day. Ava, you weren't here, but we had a conversation at dinner Friday night about, do you remember the infamous style mishap that happened in Cancun in 2018, when we were standing at the baggage carousel and Devin, their older brother, who obviously is not on the podcast today because he probably doesn't want to talk about style, but he looked at me and he said, why do you let him dress like that? And that was it.
Because he wasn't he wearing his Chewbacca shirt holding the surfboard?
Yeah, it was a Sasquatch holding a surfboard. And he had the shorts down to his knees. Yeah, I think not too long after that, we took him on a shopping spree. And things have been good since.
Ever since then, yeah, he's been way better.
Yeah.
I kind of like that outfit.
I know you did. It was fun. But he still has fun. He has elements of fun in his style. Now it's more like his shoes and other things. But Aubrey pulled up the picture of it on her phone because she wanted to show her fiance, Angus. And he's like, what? That's not that bad. Yes, we have a picture of it. So what else? Has he given you any style messages, either good or bad, that you've... I know he's very resistant to shopping.
I was just about to say that. And I take that big time. I hate shopping. So that's my issue with that.
Yeah, he definitely passed that one on. Yes. To you, for sure. Ava, not so much.
I think he's taught me like a level of coolness to have to my outfits. I don't know. I think I take some of his boy cadence into my outfits sometimes. Be like a little cooler, have some swag.
Yeah, he's not afraid to take risks, and he doesn't care what other people think about him at all, which is a really nice trait to have. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, I would like to
feel like I have that trait, and it's caused some problems sometimes.
It's about channeling the traits, right? All right. Well, do you guys have any style mentors that you look up to, either online or in real life, currently or in the past? Anyone that you're like, yeah, that's... I really like that style or elements of that style.
Mine's just like people in the street, just walking around and seeing someone that has a cool outfit. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna steal that. I'm gonna wear that exact same thing tomorrow. Or people around campus. College girls have really good style here. Just seeing their outfits and I'm like, oh, I actually want to go buy that shirt now or that pair of jeans, that style of jeans I really like and I would like that on me. So I just think like strangers and people I see every day are the people I take my style inspiration from because I see stuff that I haven't seen before and I realize that I like it.
Nice.
I'm the exact same way. I don't have a specific person. It's more like what I just see in person or just like on TikTok. That's where the inspo really comes from.
Do you feel like you have to go out and buy the exact pieces or do you try to recreate things from pieces you have?
I try to recreate.
Some work?
Oh, yeah. If I'm missing something, I'll get it.
Yeah. It's hard for me to find like exact denim, like recreate outfits with jeans and stuff. I feel like I have to go out and buy that stuff. But when it comes to like shirts, I feel like I always have something in my closet that can be similar.
That's good.
And if you have the right denim collection, then it makes it so much easier to recreate anything. Just about having those right closet staples, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about embarrassing style moments. What do you have any embarrassing style moments to share?
Too many. There's like so many. Wearing barn clothes every single day, like no matter the circumstance. If I had gotten home from the barn 5 hours ago, it didn't matter. I was still in them. Wearing my like almost knee-high neon Nike socks with the Vans and the breeches and a t-shirt. That was rough. I had the alt phase in like 2020 with the bucket hats and the stripes and the all that. That was rough too.
Was that the chain wallet phase?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that one. Yeah. The really big jean phase. Yeah.
So I've had a lot. I feel like most of my fashion phases have been rough and I'm just now starting to have good style.
Well, that's how you get there though, right? You saw my pictures. You've seen my pictures. I didn't find my style until I was in like my late 30s probably. So it was rough. It was really rough. What about you, Aubrey? Embarrassing style moments.
Oh, gosh. I didn't really experiment much, I think. And that was my issue because I didn't really have anything embarrassing. Because I just stuck with the basics.
With the tried and true.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I've heard you talk before. Was it Ava? One of you shared the slicked back hair ponytail.
Oh, that was me. I did a slick back ponytail with as much hairspray as I could get in there. And then like a rubber headband that was right there.
Oh, yeah. I remember you had so many of those.
I did. And every I had color. A color for every polo that I had. So I had it matched every time. That was pretty bad. Yes.
That's what I mean. That goes back to those uniforms. Yeah.
In ninth grade, when I didn't realize I had curly hair, I would just brush it out every day till it was puffy and then throw it in a half a puff down where it was just slick. And then with a big puffy ponytail on the back and my glasses were... My friend's mom told me I looked like a librarian. She mistaken me for a librarian. And I walked by the office when I was the ripe age of 14 years old.
They were horn-rimmed glasses, as I recall. And that was one of those decisions you made where I was like trying to gently push you in a different direction. But yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, those were rough.
I mean, they were cute. They were on trend at that time. So
yeah. They just didn't work for me.
They work for certain face shapes and hairstyles. Glasses are hard. They're very hard. Aubrey wore glasses for a long time, too, so.
Well, I have some embarrassing glasses.
You had some purple ones, right? I did.
And they're, like, small, too.
Small purple glasses. Yes. Yeah, that was, like, fourth grade? Third
Something
grade?
Like that.
Yep. Somewhere on there? Yeah. All right, what about empowering style? Outfits? Anything that made you feel confident? When did you feel the most confident in something?
Probably my skinny jeans and cool t-shirt phase with my Air Forces. When I would coordinate a little outfit to have my Air Forces match my t-shirt, I felt so cool. Walking through the hallways like, yeah, I look awesome right now.
You get that from your dad. Do you have any formal events you went to, either one of you, that you felt?
That's where I feel most confident is like anytime I had like a formal and I got dressed up in a cute dress. I have one where I went with my now fiance and I had a black dress. It was super cute. And I did some red heels and I felt very good that day.
I have a new favorite outfit. And every time I wear it, like, I feel so cool. I feel so cool. And definitely the sorority formal stuff too. When I put a nice, like, long formal dress on, I feel really pretty. And do my hair, and I definitely feel the best when I do that, too.
That's fun. I'm glad you guys both got to do sorority formals.
Yes.
Get to play dress up. It's my favorite thing. I like wearing heels, and I never do, so I get it.
Yeah, I love wearing heels.
That's interesting, because you're tall. I like to wear heels to feel taller, and you're tall, and you like to wear heels, and I love that, because a lot of tall girls don't like to wear heels.
No, I love it. Plus, they're fun to walk in. Like I feel like a supermodel.
Yeah, actually, if you can walk in them.
I can, I think.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about body image. So you guys grew up in Gen Z, where social media has always been a part of your lives. And that's been a lot different than me growing up as a Gen Xer. And we've talked about this many times before about how body image is different now than it was then. But I also feel like you guys have a lot of pressure too, even though there is the body positivity movement, you're also seeing a lot of messages on social media. So do you feel like growing up on social media has created more pressure, and has it impacted your life and style or even how you feel about your own bodies?
I feel like it definitely has, because when you grow up seeing women with a certain body type getting praised in her comments on Instagram or TikTok or wherever it is, and then you see women with a like another body getting just like harassed in her comments, I feel like that definitely has an effect on a girl growing up. Like, oh, hopefully, like if I posted on Instagram, they wouldn't hate me like that. Or it definitely has an impact on how you see yourself. But also at the same time, I don't know if I ever took it to heart, just because I knew like I'm me. I can't really change that. And I can't be the person I saw on Instagram that works out 7 days a week and for her like perfect body that she has. So I just kind of got to take what I got and love it no matter what.
I feel like I was more negatively influenced with that stuff. Just like dieting culture and all that kind of stuff. I think growing up and hearing that, even just at school, like my friends would say stuff about it, and that affected me. And just, I mean, I was a gymnast too, so that didn't help things. Just being uncomfortable as I got older and just wearing a leotard was very hard. Yeah. So I think social media too, especially, made a difference with that stuff.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's so many messages out there now. Like I can't imagine growing up in your generation and experiencing as much just pressure around that. I mean, I feel like it's even happening at a younger age now than mm-hmm. it was, even though there is a lot of body positivity there. And I like that you are getting to see different images and also learning to embrace the way that you're made and not trying to fit into the mold of what you think is the ideal. I think that's kind of cool. But I like what you brought up, Aubrey, about gymnastics, because the Dove Super Bowl commercial talks about how 45% of girls are quitting sports by the age of 14 because they're not feeling comfortable in their bodies, especially in their uniforms. And I know that being a gymnast, you were in a Leo all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even Ava with equestrian, I mean, you don't really think about it that much, but you were an Ek rider and they judge that based on the rider, not the horse. And they favor tall and lean girls. And the judges, that's a well-known fact, right? So I think that you've probably, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you, but I guess you've probably felt some of the pressure in that regard as well in sports.
Yeah. And even like the internet still is like a brutal place. Like female athletes will Photoshop their bodies to be less muscular because they're insecure of their muscles. And it's, I don't know, the internet is still a mean place. Even though I've taken like a more optimistic route, it's still like you're scrolling through TikTok and you see just four perfect looking women back to back, and just still has an effect on you, whether you believe it or not.
It's very easy to compare yourself constantly. And I think that's the biggest issue with it.
Do you ever curate your feeds to see only what you want to see? Or is it kind of one of those things where the algorithm's just delivering stuff based on your age and what women your age are looking at?
I mean, I'll like stuff to try like to get my feed to be more what I like, but still that stuff will pop up every once in a while. It'll get thrown in and I'm like,
because that stuff goes viral. So it's on almost everybody's For You page or whatever.
Mm. So it's in your face, whether you like it or not. It's just a matter of whether you want to tune in. I have this rule. If I get on Instagram and I start feeling like crap, then I know that either Instagram's delivering me things I don't want to see, or I need to better curate my feed. Like There it is. It's like comparison is, it's always there. And it is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
In every possible way.
Yes.
All right. Well, I have some questions from our Instagram followers that they submitted. So these are fun. I'm going to pick a few of these. I'm going to pick a few to dive into. The first one, you're both going to laugh because I did. Denise wants to know, are you as organized as your mom?
Absolutely not. Not in the slightest. Like, not even close.
I tend to agree with that. But you know what? In your defense, I was not always super organized either. I think your dad is so organized, like methodically organized, that has rubbed off on me. I don't like clutter. And I do like my spaces, especially as a creative. I like my spaces to be clear because it helps me. It helps my process more. Ava's looking around her room.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm looking at my desk right now. It's actually ridiculous. Like, there's so much.
I get so overwhelmed by it, I think.
By clutter or by just organizing?
Organizing.
But you're like, she is the best organizer, right? When she puts her mind to it, you're good at organizing too. It's, yeah.
We're really good at organizing. Doing it.
Yeah. And keeping it that way. Because that was one of the things I was always harping you on you about with your rooms. Because you would like, both of you would go through this thing or your dad would go in and just like completely organize your rooms. And I would say, it's just a matter of those little small steps every day, like putting back the things where everything has its place. We always had like little baskets and stuff, but I just gave up after a while.
Yeah. I mean, I keep my room clean here. Like, I don't let it get super messy before I'm cleaning it, but it does get messy. It will get cleaned, though, which is different from when I was a kid. It just didn't get cleaned.
Yeah. So you're making progress.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right. So next question was, I think we answered this kind of. Do you take your mom's styling advice or do you have your own distinct style preferences?
I think it's a little bit of both for me. Like, I'll ask you for advice on stuff. But then I also have like my own preferences for things that I want to get.
We can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's pretty much the same. Like I definitely have my own distinct style, but if I walk downstairs in an outfit and I'm not too sure about it, I'm definitely going to ask for your opinion and take it, like not disregard it.
I love that. I didn't actually realize that. So that's pretty cool. I thought your guys are like, ah, she's old. What does she know? That's right. That's if there's one thing I know, it's that I know nothing. Okay, so for each daughter, what are your 5 essential clothing pieces for your individual style? Start with Aubrey on that one.
I would say a good pair of jeans that fit me right, because I have trouble with that. And when I find them, I'm like, this is amazing. And then basic tees and tanks that I can just accessorize with, really. And then a nice pair of like casual white sneakers. And then a nice pair of gold hoops.
Yeah.
I concur on all of the above. Yeah.
I feel like I'm about to say kind of the same thing. I like to have definitely a fun pair of jeans, like a low-waisted, like baggier jean is always fun, but also a nice pair of jeans that fit really well. And then a good pair of shorts, like denim shorts that fit really well. I just got a pair from Abercrombie, the dad short. Those fit me so well. I wear them almost every day. And then I've been really into baby tees recently. I've been pairing them with my like low-waisted jeans and my like my other jeans and stuff. They look really good. And then just a good assortment of tank tops, because I always wear a tank top with my jean shorts. I like a little girly tank top with the dad jean shorts, and then a white sneaker, because I wear those with all of the outfits that I just mentioned, with all the pieces of clothing.
I think you're a big gold hoop person, too.
Oh, yeah. Gold jewelry, like, so much. Wear them all, like, big gold hoops all the time.
I think it's funny how the two of you have very opposite styles, yet your basics are spot on the same. And your basics are the same as mine. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Like 50, 25, and almost 20. And we like have all the same staples in the closet. And you're right about jeans. Like, yes, we all three have different body types too. And finding that unicorn pair of jeans that fits your body or shorts, that's hard.
So hard.
Yes.
It's not been until recently that I found, like, Abercrombie is the same one.
Yep.
Those are the perfect ones for me.
All the Abercrombie stuff fits me really well all the time. Like, they've got it down.
They do.
They figured it out. I don't know how, but they figured it out for everybody, it seems. I don't know. I haven't tried it because I'm feeling like I shouldn't shop at Abercrombie, but.
Well, their jeans are so basic that I feel like anyone of any age range can shop there. No, it's not too teenagery, which is what I like about it. Because I feel like I can wear these jeans. I feel like I can wear these jeans as long as they fit me until I'm like 30, if I really wanted to.
Right. True. All right. Might have to give them a try then. All right. So here's one. Hillary asked me, at what point did I know that you two were ready to face the world as independent women? That's a good one. I had to think about this for a minute, and I think I saw this transition happen with all three kids. I remember it the most with Devin because he was the first to do it. But when you went to college and you did your own laundry, I don't know why. That was like one of those defining moments for me because I'm like, are they going to screw up their laundry? It's weird, right? But yeah, I remember him calling and like getting the directions to do his own laundry. And then I think with you and Aubrey too, just knowing that you're out grocery shopping and meal prepping, is that makes me feel like you are independent women. Or when you go get things done for your cars, which is also weird, but that's like something your dad would always do for you. So if you go get an oil change on your own or get your tires rotated or whatever, I'm like, oh my gosh, strong, independent women.
I actually need to do that today.
Oh, wow. How timely. Mm-hmm. It's the little things. Although I do love it when you guys text me and say, hey, I want your chili recipe or whatever. I still like being needed and knowing you need my advice. So don't ever stop doing that.
No, I won't. I will need that chili recipe for years to come.
Okay, same. I'm going to start leaving one ingredient out. So you're like, I can't make it as good as Maude. I got to go home. She has to make it. It always tastes better when someone else makes something. I think we're going to have a guac off when you get home because Aubrey and Angus made some guac last night that smacked.
They're just going to taste exactly the same. It's just,
yeah, actually,
we all grew up on the same
guac. So, all right. So last question. Here's a good one. If you had $1,000 to spend, would you do it on clothes, shoes, purses, makeup or experiences?
I'm experiences first.
What experiences would you spend it on?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's only $1,000.
Say it's $1,000 toward. You don't let that be the factor.
Well, like a vacation, go to the beach, or even just like self-care, like a massage or a facial, I would do.
Nice.
I'm torn on experience or clothes, because I could put down some money on clothes. But also, I've been wanting to go to California with my roommate. And that'd be cool if we could do like a road trip and go see all the beaches and eat wherever we wanted, not have to worry about money. So I think I would choose experience.
Sweet. You are your mother's daughters. We love spending on experiences. All right. Well, thank you guys both for your vulnerability, for your courage. I know this was not easy and your willingness to join me. I know this isn't your natural element. So it means a lot to me. Thank you. Super fun.
Yay.
Okay, so one last question from Instagram. So, you know, I always talk about closet staples, right? What's one parenting staple from me that you're grateful for on Mother's Day?
I'm grateful for you are always the type to make traditions and make holidays fun and memorable and do something special every year. So I really appreciate that because it made for a lot of good memories growing up. And also home-cooked meals. Loved always having home cooked meals and being able to still look forward to that when I come home for the summer and being able to spend time with you.
Thank you. I'm surprised by that. I didn't know you liked my home cooked meals. I don't consider myself like a great cook, but thank you.
Those are amazing ones. I think I love Christmas traditions and all that, and we share the same love for that.
Yes.
So I have very fond memories of all the experiences and traditions that we have around those holidays.
Yes. Aubrey's my Christmas twin. Yeah. We are some decorating machines. It takes a lot to put up. What did we do? 13 Christmas trees last year. Yeah, that's sweet. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear your thoughts about today's conversation. Did you relate to any part of our chat, either as a mom of daughters or as part of your own style story? Did you ever share a matching style moment with your mother or daughter? How much did your mom's style influence you? Let's open a dialogue and connect. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube as Allison Lombatis, and I'd love to hear from you. If you share thoughts about your own style story on social media, please feel free to tag me. I'd love to see it and cheer you on. Remember, you are worthy. Style is a skill anyone can learn, and closet contentment is possible. I believe in you. Thanks for tuning in.